Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The announcement of the death of the American Mall may have been premature.
So what's going on?
Well, kind of premature. Because it turns out people have started going back to the mall.
The delicious food court food.
Well, see, you're only half wrong.
Orange Julius.
Because they're not walking out of the mall with shopping bags.
What are they getting?
Turns out, at least according to this, we're now using the mall for something else.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, did you know?
What?
In the last 5 years, there's been an uptick in people going to the mall.
So we're buying our jeans again.
No, we're not. We're not going shopping.
Or the hell you don't know mall.
Numbers in a new study suggest that people are going back to the mall for dining and entertainment experiences.
Oh.
For example, they have a list of businesses that they say get people going to the mall. They polled people, what makes you go to the mall? Of the top 10, 8 of them are chain restaurants.
So it's just basically it's a massive food court.
Well, we're just getting into it here. All right, so Macy's and Target were the only actual stores in the top 10 that were bringing people to malls.
So it's Chow.
Yeah, exactly. So 8 of the top 10 are chain restaurants, and it gets weirder from there because it's not just stuff we want to eat at the mall.
What else we don't?
Stuff we want to do as well. Experiences, they call them.
Ah.
Things like movie theaters, virtual reality centers, medical spas have seen a giant increase thanks to their popularity with mall customers.
Like that whole Dick's experience now you got outside?
Exactly. But I mean, so yes, that would be a unique combination of a store and an experience.
And that go-kart track you almost got me killed on.
Bingo, yes. I wasn't even there for that.
You
don't blame
me. You did that on
you
your
guys
own.
Talked me into it.
I don't know.
Boss said you do it
so.
In your pitch, so you went and did it. Who'd you race against? Daryl Waltrip?
Yeah. Nice guy.
Yeah, until he flipped you over.
Damn, it killed me. Jesus.
So if you look around our area, it's exactly what's happening. The mall in Greece has a ton of restaurants. They're continually adding more. And Kimmy, those places always look popping on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, they got a pretty good crowd.
Marketplace is pretty much just experiences now. You got the go-kart track you brought up.
I thought it was all a lot of medical out there.
You got medical there, too. But that Dave & Buster's, it's the only
one
in our
area.
Oh,
yeah, you love that jackass place.
That place is always super popular.
Well, and that's part of it, too. I feel like a lot of those places that have been added to malls, they are like a one that's the only one in that area or on that side of town.
Well, I think we learned our lesson after we built two malls within 4 miles of each other on the same road. But the only like traditional mall the way we remember it seems to be Eastview right now.
Yeah.
But even Eastview has a big selection of sit down places to eat.
And they got that fancy Dick's.
Exactly. Interactive stuff. I mean, that's one of the most, with the batting cages, the rock wall, the outdoor, they turn it into an ice rink in the wintertime. It's one of the most unique places you can go to. It's the only one in the country, right? Or at least
I thought it was the first
one. Okay, does this make sense to you guys?
Yeah, you got to reinvent yourself, and this town is great at that. If there's one town that knows how to do that, it's this town. When industry tanks, we find something else to do.
It's a good call. But does it make sense to you that people are going to the mall for experiences and food?
Because they are kind of unique. Like that Dick's thing, like you said, it's really unique.
It is, but like when it comes to getting food and stuff, like Rochester is chock full of every restaurant in the world away from the mall. You go down Jefferson Road, you go down Ridge Road, you got the mom and pop places all over the place. You don't.
That is a little surprising.
You don't have to go to the mall to eat.
Right.
Like I get in a place, when we've been to some towns in the Midwest where it's like, yeah, this is where you have to go to get food.
Yeah, there's nothing really unique at the mall that you can't get anywhere else, to your point.
But I mean, when it comes to like food and stuff over shopping, mm-hmm. that makes sense because I can't get P.F. Chang's from Amazon.
No.
There's no Red Robin in my backyard.
Yum.
I don't need to try on, give me three pairs of pants anymore to find the best price. I can just get them online, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what's interesting is the idea of what the mall is becoming is what it was supposed to be in the first place.
Like a town, almost like a town square.
Yeah, I'll get to that in just a second. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to John. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
How much? How you doing?
Good, John. What do you got?
I was just telling Kimmy that the medical office over at Marketplace is like state of the art over there. It's like going to an international frickin' airport.
That's what it says on the sign. International frickin' airport of medical center.
What makes it so cool?
They have TV panels in there when you walk in. Tells you what doctor you need to see, what floor, what area.
Oh.
They got their own cafe. They got a state-of-the-art motion lab and gym. It's pretty wild.
No, he's right. I had to take my daughter in there after she broke her collarbone.
Yeah.
It's insane. And, John, it smells like Auntie Anne's pretzels, which makes it even better.
You never can get that smell out.
Yeah,
no matter how hard you try.
No, I mean, that was the first thing. I walked in.
Really?
I'm like, oh, my God, it smells like pretzels in here.
All right, so state-of-the-art medical.
That cafe they have in there.
All right, John. Well, thanks for that. I'm going to go get a pretzel.
I got cancer and a cappuccino.
I believe it's just orthopedics over there. I don't know. John, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
I'm in the wrong. I'm at the wrong mall. Can you take me to the cancer mall?
Way to bring everybody down,
man.
For God's sakes.
It's state of the art, man. I'm sick and I got coffee.
I mean, it must be pretty cool for like for that to like stick in John's brain. Like, this is a pretty cool medical center.
No, I mean, he's absolutely right. It's
like an international.
It's like walking into a spaceship. Like, they did a really great job over there with that whole thing. And but going back to this whole thing, again, 252-WCMF, people are going back to the mall. The last 5 years, Americans have started going back to the mall.
Because we're sick.
But not for shopping.
We're limping in.
For dining and experiences. Mm. When the mall was invented, the idea, the guy who designed the first American shopping mall, designed it as a town square.
Yeah, like a community center.
Exactly. Like, there would be stores in there, but there was going to be other things. And for whatever reason, as time moved on, it all became stores. It seems like it's starting to go back to what it was initially supposed to be. A place for people to get together and entertain themselves. Because, Kimmy, I mean, even before the restaurants and the entertainment businesses showed up, we did use the mall for that. We would go and meet our friends there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you dropped your kids off.
It wasn't just purely like there to shop. It was just the place to hang out.
And even the mall would put on events to draw people in, right? Mm-hmm. You would have like those professional wrestling shows or
you're
the karate
demonstrations.
They had
demonstrations. Like art shows for kids, like the schools in the area.
The trout derby where you could hook a trout in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
As a 6-year-old and carry it around in a bag while you went shopping for pants. Who thought that was a good idea?
Know.
You want a trout, but you watch its eyeball explode? Come to Greece.
I think of how many times CMF gave away huge prizes at malls every year. And we did multiple times.
They did multiple.
Multiple.
They gave away multiple.
There were concerts at malls.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had, was it Tiffany? Was like the mall queen? Yeah.
I think I saw.
A Debbie Gibson?
Yep. Oh, she's Deborah.
See at the mall one.
Huh?
Deborah Gibson, no.
Oh, because she got old.
I think I was in the Buffalo Mall once, and like Jessica Simpson was performing randomly. But
that makes
sense. Like I remember they had a whole stage set up and everything.
So, you know, I used to work on PXY.
Yeah.
The amount of mall concerts that I had to go to when I worked on that show, because they would bring these people through and the kids
would come. Well, didn't some of those people become huge?
Yeah, yeah. I don't, none that I was there for. I must have been a curse.
No, but I think Justin Bieber was one of those acts that started out like that when they brought him around. They would bring him to the mall before he hit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's funny, man. I can't tell you a single name of the mall acts that I was at.
I mean, they did it with Dylan.
Bob Dylan did not go on a mall tour.
Bob Dylan was a mall act before he hit.
What was he singing about?
Check out Zeus. We're America. Just for value. They validate parking, too.
Boo.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
See, so all of this sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're bringing people back to these places. It's not going to be like this empty hole of a space that people were fearing was going to be there.
So it's good.
There is a potential problem, however.
What's the problem?
When do you run out of entertaining things to put in the mall?
Well, but things crop up all the time, man.
Well, but that's the problem. Right. There are only so many entertainment businesses people want to go to. Think of a place like Grease Ridge Mall, right? That is a vast place.
Yeah.
It's not like two-thirds of the mall can be food and entertainment and make itself successful. And as you said, those things...
But then they bring in the medical.
You said those things pop up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That is also a problem because what we get entertained by goes in cycles.
Yeah.
Let's use Grease again for an example.
Right.
Kimmy, they had a Discovery Zone when we were kids. Yep. That place crushed.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was the number one birthday party spot for kids on the west side.
Eastview Mall had Funscape. Oh my God, Funscape. Movies, food, and fun. Mm. Yeah. Funscape. But folks got excited for that stuff, and then they got bored with it, and it disappeared. And then came laser tag and indoor mini golf at the mall.
Yep.
And every mall had a couple of those places open.
Glow-in-the-dark mini golf. Mm.
And that lasted a few years, and people got bored with that, right? The funniest mall craze from back in the day.
What's that?
Do you guys remember the make-your-own-record CD places?
No.
So there was one in Grease. I know I'm not the only one that remembers
And you could, like, record your own?
It was right next to the old Critics, the diner that's in
really?
There.
Really? I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, so it was like you walked in the thing, and there was, like, a closet where there was, like, a microphone with, like, sound paneling on it, right? And you could either sing karaoke of, like, a modern pop song, or you could bring in your own music, and they would record your voice.
Oh.
And it would play over, like, a speaker that was, like, in the lobby of the business. But everyone could hear it walking by. It was the most unintentionally hilarious thing
I've
ever
heard. God, I'd love to hear some of those.
Man, I'd like them to bring that. I would go to that. Mm. I would go to the mall just to see that, if that existed still.
I know I'm not the only one. At Duffy on WCMF on Instagram and Twitter. I didn't make this up, right? Because I remember standing in there watching my buddy who thought he was a legitimate musician do it. And you would walk by and hear these people.
So when did it go away then? Because I have no memory of that.
I think it lasted a couple of years.
But I mean, to your point, like every once in a while, something new comes in and replaces these things. Like you're seeing right now and what you're talking about back in the day.
But I guess the point is, if each of these things is cyclical and they only last a couple of years, what do you keep replacing it with? And you don't have the ability to keep expanding everything out. So like the idea that you would need all that space is kind of like...
No, but the things that tank, something new is going to go in that spot.
Okay.
It's kind of what happened to these malls to begin with.
No, I get it. But what I'm saying is you don't need all that space anymore. That's the only problem is you're not going to be able to fill up an entire mall for 3 years and everything changes again and you got... Yeah. 30 new entertainment businesses that are taking people's money. Even the movie theater died in Grease before they had to come up with the new Apple movie theater.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they made the fancy one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, good to hear you, buddy.
Yeah. You guys are forgetting about the arcades. Because FYE over in Eastview, one part of it, I think half the store used to be an arcade.
I did love some arcades. I mean, Dave & Buster's kind of brought that back. I think there are also now arcades popping up at Eastview. There's like a room with video games in it.
Dave & Buster's isn't the same, though, man. You know it's not the same.
Well, I mean, look, I enjoyed time out at Grease Ridge Mall. I enjoyed that place, the crazy carpet and all. But yeah, man, I mean...
I think Irondequoit Mall had the arcade like right above the food court on the left side. That's what I would do on Saturday mornings. Get my allowance, then he'd go drop us off at the mall for a few hours, and then we'd just hang out in the arcade all morning.
Man, nobody grabbed you.
I know. Bomber.
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It is funny. Like, I don't know if it, how it was for girls.
Yeah.
But when, like, my grandmother would take me to the mall.
Yeah.
The crux of the trip was the arcade.
Yeah. Was it?
We were going to the arcade.
I think you were either an arcade family or you weren't.
How'd you have the money?
Well, she would give me like a five or something.
I'm about to say, those things were not cheap.
Right. It didn't last very long.
Well, back in the day, everything was a quarter. Now I sound like an old man. You know, it wasn't there's $3 games I got nowadays playing as a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, like I can't think of a time where I was just left alone to go hang out in the arcade.
Really?
No.
I was a young man and they allowed me to do that.
Yeah, but you're a boy and she's a girl.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah, but you're forgetting I did have bosoms at that point.
Yeah, I'm also not giving. Here, daughter, here's some money. Go hang out by yourself.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.